Good evening, listeners. Today I have David Jones of at @heel_mill of Ilfracombe. Good evening, David.
Hi, Paul.
Hiya. So, how did you come across the mill in Ilfracombe?
We came across Heel Mill via Trovit, which is a search program on the internet. We're looking at windmills, water mills all over the country, so we're definitely mill-led.
Yes, I paid a visit last year. I found it a very interesting place. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the mill?
Yes, sure. We have a large number of exhibits which represent the history of milling through the ages, from virtually the Roman times up to the present day. And we tell the story of why milling went into decline and how flour is made, of course, and what goes into your flour. And the bread that becomes of it. So in the tea rooms we have, you know, scones made from the flour that we mill.
Well, that sounds fantastic. How long have you been at the mill?
We've been there since last May. So when we bought it, we were up and running within the day almost. So it was quite an interesting challenge to start our new lives, if you like.
Yeah, it's as I say, I went down there and I was fascinated with the place, and I was taken around by your good self, and you give a good speech. Would you like to tell us a little bit about some of the things you'd be telling us about?
We start off with the history of the mill, and from its beginnings in 1525, I think, is the earliest of reference to the mill, and go up through its restoration in the 70s and up to the present day. Each of the present millers from the last 30 or 40 years have all added their little bit of something, from a potter to an engineer to a semi-retired worker. Either they've done the gardens or the national engine, which is a 1928 heavy oil engine. They've all added a little bit, and being a furniture maker, I'd like to restore certain elements of the mill myself.
Anything in particular? You were telling me earlier about the wheel.
Yes, well, we've been trying to repair the buckets because they leak like a sieve at the moment. And then beyond that, we're trying to restore the mill pond, and I'm going to make new sluice gates so that we can hold back the water, especially if it's going to be such a dry summer.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you for doing this little interview. You've been an absolute star, and I hope you have a great summer at the mill.
Thank you very much indeed, Paul.
Thanks.